Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, we're good. We're live. Yay.
Yay.
I wore satin PJs and Julie because it's Valentine's Day.
I didn't.
Are you wearing sunup? That is sunup.
I am wearing sunup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, Valentine's Day is like a kid holiday in my house. It's not.
That's not what the One Wild brand thinks, okay?
I know. I mean, I like it. It's fine.
I think you go.
No. You go.
I mean, no surprise I like Valentine's Day, but I've never been bent out of shape about it either. Candace and I are actually not celebrating Valentine's Day. We did buy each other a little something, but we're not doing anything special today besides just being moms to two preteens.
Yeah.
Special every day.
Well, our wedding anniversary is a week after Valentine's Day so that we don't have to celebrate two sappy holidays. So that's who we are as people.
That makes sense. It's a very practical decision.
Yeah.
Plus it's, you know, earlier in the year, which you told me is a better time to get married for tax purposes.
Yeah, it is. Pushing it 1 year out.
Candace was so impressed with your, your tax advice.
I'm just saying. The government's entitled to what it's entitled to, but nothing more.
Yeah, listen, everyone out there, all of our little artsy viewers who dream of being entrepreneurs, let me just give you advice from an artsy entrepreneur of like 20 years. If you choose a business partner, they should be a former CPA. It'll be so much better. They will make you find so many receipts, but it'll be okay.
Well, so like, it's funny because my last job was for a nonprofit and it's grant funded and there's all this extra compliance and like, oh my God. Like, you never told me I was going to grow up and be like the man to a bunch of like nonprofit people, but boy, was I. And for the first time since I quit that job, I felt that way this week where I was like, this is actually a transaction detail. I need a receipt. So
I don't know the difference, everyone.
We're getting there. I'm the man.
I just keep looking and downloading things.
Just keep downloading. This is it.
I found another thing.
I love that this is like kind of a business chat that we're having because today we really want to talk about things from kind of a business perspective, right? So today we wanted to talk a little bit about going back and revisiting patterns that we've had out there for a little while and why we would do that and why that makes good sense. So this was actually a totally good unplanned preamble. You probably planned it.
No, I didn't. It just came to me in this moment.
You weren't like, let's start by talking about taxes because that's a great lead-in to why you should revisit your patterns.
Right. Unlike you, accountant, and unlike business group advice, I never lead with thinking about taxes. The government would like it if I did.
No, the government likes it if you don't. Then you have to pay a lot more.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, let's steer away from taxes, which I hate.
That was fun.
About.
Goodbye, taxes.
Yeah. Oh, we do have his flame is here. Can you put your name in the chat? Because I don't know it. Thank you. And hello. So we do want to talk about our back catalog. And this one is a bit of a design behind the scenes. And we know a lot of you are designers or you might be design curious. So we think this is a fun area to detour. As always, we want your feedback. Oh, your name is also Jen.
Yeah.
But unlike Jen, viewer Jen does not think about taxes a lot either.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No judgment.
No judgment.
It's kind of a nice way to live.
Much solidarity. Well, you know, the more you think about taxes during business hours, the less you have to think about them outside of business hours is the lesson that I've learned.
That's true.
which is true about all business hours activities, just get it done. And then 3 o'clock, I turn it off. So what are we doing right now? Why are we excited to talk about revisiting old patterns? And why are you wearing Senna?
Because we have, like, this is kind of my first time talking about this, but I am going to re-release Senna this spring in just a couple weeks here. And she's gotten a facelift. So I have worked with Allie from Explore Knits to create a new sample. And I'm working with our tech editor to put in a whole portfolio of minor upgrades to the pattern. And it's so comfortable. So I lost my original Senna sample when I moved. And by lost, I mean the mover stole some of our stuff. And I don't talk about it because it makes me mad. Anyway, I lost a box of samples. That one was in it. But Sunup was the first adult sweater I released. Second one I wrote, but the first one I released. And while I stand by that older pattern, I'm also excited to stand by the upgrades that kind of bring it into alignment with our current style, range, finishing techniques, you know, pattern reading experience. So yeah, I'm excited. And how about you? What's on your needles?
Clearly, I have her here. I finished the yoke yesterday, doing good. And so I'm going to do I have to do the hood. This is the same yarn as my original sample, which is Forest Lane in Rambouillet Sport is my favorite base from Larissa. Although she has a Merino Rambouillet now that I haven't tried yet, that I think would be my favorite base. And clearly it's just a sweater that really, I have such a soft spot for. It wasn't my first release. In fact, I released the original Clearly hoodie about 2 years ago. And like Jen said, I mean, anything that I really think isn't good enough to be knit by folks, I have taken it down. It's not available anymore anyway. So there's nothing in my library that I'm like, please don't knit that. But in the last 2 years, especially, so much has changed, you know. Jen and I have started using bust arts in all of our patterns. My personal fit knowledge and my ability to write patterns with detailed fit has improved and changed a lot. And I'm sure Jen probably feels that way too, but, I won't speak for you. And also, like, we've gained so much knowledge from UX knitting and from sharing with each other, you know, before we merged our businesses, and also like so much since we've merged and become a stronger brand together. We just have more to offer now, and we don't want to leave really great patterns behind that could get overlooked or that might not serve you as well as you want them to, or as well as you expect a One Wild pattern to meet you, because we're constantly raising the standard. So we're sort of bringing these guys along with us.
Exactly.
Super happy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you're engaged in the pursuit of an evolving craft, then you're going to get better. Right. And that doesn't mean that there's anything kind of wrong with the old stuff, just that you have a different lens on what you want to offer today. And so, you know, we're planning to kind of go back into our back catalog and revisit some things, you know, maybe once a year, once every 6 months or so, and just give things a little facelift. So for Sunup, I added bust starts. If you've knit one of my patterns, you know that I really like a plump, full ribbing neckline. And I usually achieve that by working some decreases so that a full ribbing doesn't pucker. So when I originally knit Sunup, it's got this scoop neck. So it's got some pretty strong curves down here. So in order to get that to not pucker, I didn't pick up very many stitches. So I wanted to kind of go in and give the neckline like the current One Wild treatment. And then just, you know, really, like, I'm really pleased with the knitting experience people are having with our patterns, right? So making sure that we're Offering a pattern that gives you a consistent experience across all patterns really streamlines the knitting experience and makes it easier and more satisfying to work from a pattern. So that's probably the biggest change to Sunup, is putting her in the current style.
Yeah, that's the biggest change for any of these patterns. The style, like the layout that we use now, is really specific. And we've developed it together, apart and then together. So it is constantly evolving. And sometimes I'm shocked when I look at my earliest releases, like what the actual layout even looks like, because it's changed so much.
Right.
That, yeah. I don't know that it would be like jarring, but if someone knit one of my current patterns as their first with me, and then they went back to like one of my first releases, I think they would see that it's not the same.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, like one of the things that was really difficult when I went to re-knit this pattern was, you know, we number our sizes sequentially, 1 through 10, 1 through 11, 1 through 12, 1 through 8, whatever they are, they get a number size. When I did this pattern, I wrote the bust size it was designed to fit. So I know. So we're better now, because there's nowhere mid pattern where you can count. You have to like have memorized, okay, I'm like the 7th size in. And I had graded this pattern every 2 inches. So there's like a million sizes, which makes it very difficult to read the pattern. So while I will keep the legacy file up there for anybody who was an in-between size and wanted it, for this pattern, I got rid of half the sizes and then added one more to extend the range. So it now fits one size larger, but has fewer sizes and has a much improved pattern reading experience.
That's great. Clearly has the same number of sizes. I had written this pattern with 10 sizes to begin with. I believe I might have added one size for a 70 inch bust, but I think I already had it there. However, the size chart that I use is not the same anymore. Mm-hmm. So the biggest difference, I think, is in the upper arm circumference. And I'm actually knitting my version of this sweater with a different upper arm, because my upper arm does not fit in my size, standard size chart, blah, blah, blah. However, the feedback that I've overwhelmingly gotten in the past is that people are surprised that their sleeves are too big. If I use that larger measurement as the body suggestion. So I've stopped doing that, because I know that it'll fit people better if I have a trimmer sleeve or a more data-driven sleeve. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
And I have added bust darts, and the hood shaping is gonna be a big difference, because I wasn't happy. I was happy with the hood on the original when I released it, but it was a little more pixie, kind of fun, little bit pointy, and it felt playful at the time. But now I want something that's more everyday wearable, and will feel more like your standard hood. So I get to knit that this next couple days.
That's fun. Yeah, I feel like a pointy hood is polarizing. Like, people are either like, I am an elf. Right. Or they're like, I am not an elf.
Guess which team I'm on.
You're team elf, obviously.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, but we can have both. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, well, Candace and I both wear our Clearlys a lot. Candace has a version that I knit her when I originally released this pattern as well. And it's a great piece. That's why I wanted to bring it forward, is because it is one that I wear all the time. So it feels like a strong piece in my back catalog that, with a couple of tweaks, will just make people that much happier with the overall experience.
Yeah. It was really interesting, I don't know about for you, but for me, to kind of go back and revisit the grading on an older pattern. There are places where I was like, let's tweak this, let's tweak that. I added a little bit of width to the wrist, and then I redistributed some of the shaping in the yoke. You know, like, I have really strong opinions about how a garment should fit through the upper torso. This is a fairly stylized raglan. It has a microscopic shoulder, so it's very full in the front and the back. It's got that kind of oversized hoodie drape and feel, but still wanted to make sure that, you know, that the shaping is going to match the shape of the body. So unlike you, I actually added a little bit of width to the sleeves in some places. And it feels like little tweaks, right? So one stitch here or there can make a really big difference in fit. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of with the work that we're doing is being relentless, right? Making sure that the thing that we hand off to the knitter is the best researched version that we're able to in the moment.
Yeah. And we're taking feedback all the time. So Jen and I both chose raglans to redesign. And I think raglans are one of the constructions that UX knitters just continually help me to improve the way that I lay out a raglan pattern and what that looks like, how I describe the instructions, everything. So I'm not including a progress chart on this one. That is a change from the last pattern, but I am really happy with the yoke shaping on this. That actually, even feedback from the Marie test, the Marie UX knit, helped me decide that for this one, each size has the yoke instructions separated so that when you get there, you won't have to worry so much about missing something for your size. It's just all in one place. Little things like that. I mean, they can be little, but it can feel huge when you're navigating a pattern. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And thanks. Yeah. Thanks, UX knitters, for helping me get here. And I'm excited to see what I'm doing with raglans next year.
Yeah. And I also really appreciate when people either make Ravelry projects or use the hashtags, because when we go to do a revisit, you know, we're looking for that real life road testing that knitters are doing and looking to see what kind of modifications they make and what kind of questions they make. So, if you're participating in the community that way, you know, we really appreciate that visual feedback that you're giving us when you share your projects.
Yeah. Seeing finished projects means maybe the most. Someone's experience that they tell me about the pattern means a lot too, but when I see the way the pattern knits up for various people,
yeah,
it can be extremely eye-opening.
So Sunup is in tech edit now. I should have a revised pattern for people in like no time. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly two and a half weeks. Yeah.
In edit now. But so Sunup will be released, I think we said March 2nd, right? Is that a firm date?
I have to double check. Here's what I know. I know that I will be in Oregon and it will be for Rosetta Yarn Craw. I'll be in Portland, Oregon for Rosetta Yarn Craw and it will be live then. And so that will be on the 6th. So it will be definitely live by the 6th, but I think we said the 2nd. So I got to go look.
We have to look. I think we said the 2nd, but that is one of my baby's birthdays. So maybe I'm just thinking of that.
Yeah, because I think the 2nd is like a Saturday. Anyway,
it is a Saturday because we're having her birth. Whatever.
I would not have planned to work a release on a Saturday. So
no, so I'm probably wrong. But it's coming in early March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you already got a copy of it, yeah. So if anybody has previously purchased Sunup, they will get a pattern file update. Is that true for Clearly? Yeah. So these are not going to be new patterns. These are just, you're going to get a fresh file and new photos so you can see what the new versions look like.
Yeah. Which means actually like the gauge is the same from the old pattern to the new pattern. So if you're really into it, you can purchase and start finding your yarn and swatching.
Exactly.
The yardage will be the same. Get a little extra if you're adding bust darts. I think the yardage is actually a little less, but yeah, there's also a full length. So for Clearly, I've added some options additionally, like there's a hooded version, or I'm including a neck edging, a treatment to do without the hood. There's also a full length or a crop length. So the old pattern did not have as many choices and wasn't as robust. So unlike you, Jen, I'm going to just replace it. It's not going to be available anymore. Mm-hmm. And the new one's going to take its place. And if you've purchased, then I will get it to you. I need to figure out how to get those to people who purchased from my old website because it doesn't exist anymore. But Shopify has that info for me. So I'll be able to make sure that y'all get an email or something, an invitation to download from our new website if you purchased clearly from my old website. And if you're worried about that, I have thought of you. Don't worry.
Perfect. So let's talk about events real quick, because, you know, I mentioned that I'm going to be in Portland. So if you are going to be in Portland for Rose City Yarn Crawl, I am doing an evening workshop. It's a wardrobe workshop. The evening of Thursday, the 7th, at DIY Bar, and you can buy your tickets directly through them. So DIY Bar is like a, it's like a paint and sip space, but for all crafts, and as a bar. So we're going to do a wardrobe workshop there. I like to think of this as a really nice way to turn your kind of yarn crawl experience into like a micro retreat that you build for yourself. So go shop all day, have your tickets. There's only room for 14 people. So don't sleep on those. Yeah. And then come hang out and plan how to use your yarn. Like, bring your skeins, bring some swatches, like bring some photos of the stuff that you're excited about. And we're going to do some wardrobe planning. So even if you're somebody who doesn't feel like you need a lot of help with your wardrobe, this is just a really fun, chill way to kind of expand your craft into one more aspect of it. You want to talk about Moon and Yarn?
Yes. Jen and I are going to be at Moon and Yarn. That is a lovely shop in Pittsburgh. Jen tells me it's lovely. I'm looking forward to being there. In just a few days, on Monday night, correct? The 19th?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll be flying up to Pittsburgh. And then that evening, Jen and I are going to be co-teaching together. We're teaching a better fitting sweater.
That's doing sweater fit basics. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a little presentation and then a Q&A session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we would love to see your current works, your recent finished garments. We'd also really love to see garments that you are like less proud of, like that didn't turn out as well, that we might be able to help you with. If you don't know what went wrong, why something doesn't fit you, you can bring it. And maybe we'll be able to help. We'll definitely be going through lots of different little micro tweaks and demonstrating the impacts they can make on a pattern. And just having a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun when we get to do things together. So hooray.
Yeah. And Moon and Yarn is a super cute shop. Brand's done a really lovely job. It's craftual. So there's spinning and other fiber arts there. And it's a really sweet space. It's a very playful space. So it's a little bit different than the things that the other yarn shops in the city of Pittsburgh have to offer. So I'm really excited that we're going to do an event there. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. You know, speaking of cross craftual, I have been like so itching to crochet another garment for myself. And I just don't know like what the best crochet garments to make. I really want recommendations. This is why I'm bringing it up. If any of our trusted, beloved listeners have recommendations for crochet pattern designers, I have seen some really cute and great things that are at least size inclusive. Like, I found a couple folks like that, but I still don't know who is more fit oriented, or maybe we'll have some, I want something that's like a little bit more advanced the way that our knitting patterns are, because I think that would be a super fun thing to do. So I don't do Tunisian. I only do regular crochet. One day I'll learn Tunisian, but it won't be today. If you have a recommendation for me, please drop it in the chat or send it to me with a carrier pigeon or whatever, so I can go on a crochet garment journey this summer.
Do you know who I think you should ask?
Who?
Kirsten Joel.
Oh, right. Kirsten has some crochet patterns, I think.
She has some crochet patterns, and she's been reworking through her catalog of knits to update them to address fit issues. Yeah. Talk about somebody here who's doing an amazing job going through their back catalog and updating it to their current standards. But all of her new patterns have that fit first lens. And so she will know exactly what you're looking for if you ask her for crochet pattern recommendations that meet that requirement.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask her today. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you don't know Kirsten, it's K-I-R. She is an amazing person. She has a beautiful taste and aesthetic for design. And yeah, she's been designing for a long time and has really dedicated and committed herself recently to bringing all of her patterns into a more modern standard. And she does an incredible job. I'm a big fan. You should check
Same. Yeah. Yeah. But y'all should also tell us your Fit First Crochet recommendations, because I'm sure, Bess, you're not the only one who wants to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. So we've also now gotten a question from Darcy. Darcy's making an Erin Waite raglan sweater. The sleeves are too tight when she's choosing a pattern. She wants to know if she can frog back to the beginning of the raglan and put more stitches on the sleeve. That would remove a couple of stitches from the front and back. Yeah, that sounds fine to me. Sure.
I would do it differently. I would just increase more in the sleeves only. Darcy, here's the question. Are you happy with the neckline? Because if you make that shift, then you're going to lower and narrow the neckline. It will start lower, but also be narrower. So if you're happy with the neckline the way it is, regardless of the sleeve width, then you just want to work more increases in this sleeve area and work them up at the beginning.
Yeah, you don't have to necessarily change any of the distribution in the front and the back. But anytime that you do change the stitches in that early part of the sleeve, you are changing the neckline on a raglan somewhat, because that upper sleeve contributes depth to the neckline.
That's right. Yeah. So I would say cast on the same number of stitches, put those first stitch markers right where they have said to put them, but then slip in some extra sleeve decreases, however many you need, like over the first couple rows. So if that pattern is having you work an increase row at the beginning, every other row, you know, for the first, you know, six rows, do an increase in the sleeves every row, including on the wrong side, something like that. Slip them in the beginning.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for the question. I love a specific raglan question, because sometimes people ask those really broadly. And then you have to say, well, if you're going top up, do this. If you're going top down, do that. If you like this, if you like that. So I love a highly specific solve my problem question. Thanks, Darcy.
She said thank you to us. So you're welcome. And yeah, thank you. We love that. I mean, I really like going live on these episodes and being able to actually chat with y'all. So thank you for showing up. We didn't even really announce this one. So we're going to continue playing with that format, live versus not live. We are not committing to either right now, but we are committing that every other Wednesday there will be an episode up on the podcast. So
The
broadcast. And please send us any other questions you have in the meantime. And you know, when we have a bunch of juicy questions, we do a Fit Grab Bag episode, and those are really fun too. What else? If you're coming to Pittsburgh, please tell us, or if you're going to be at the Rose City Yarn Crawl, we'd love to know who we're seeing, and we're so looking forward to seeing any and all of you.
Yeah.
March is going to be a big, fun month for us. We have these two redesigns, and we're premiering a new collection in March also. So stay tuned and make sure you're on the newsletter so that you can get all of the best prices and all of the insider information.
Yeah. And if you're going to be any of these places where we are, right? So either at Moon and Yarn or at DIY Bar, or I'll be out at Naughty Lamb on Friday during the yarn crawl, there will be samples. So bring whatever you want to be wearing underneath one of these samples when you try them on. So yeah. Come prepared for your own personal fashion show.
Yeah. And when we are in, well, never mind. I'm dialing back. I thought I had another announcement, but I don't think I do now.
Okay, good.
I'm like, wait, is that a real announcement? So we'll see. Okay. But happy knitting, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. I hope you're all having a really nice day. I have decided to work from bed a couple days this week, and let me tell you, it's lovely. I love this office, but yeah, I'm playing hooky this week, kind of.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. So wishing that vibe for everyone.
All right. Y'all have a good day. See you in a few days.
See you in a few.